Savitri, Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 1, The Word of Fate, from the bottom of page 434 to 436. Then is our life a tranquil pilgrimage, each year a mile upon the heavenly way. Each dawn opens into a larger light. Thy acts are thy helpers, all events are signs. Waking and sleep are opportunities given to thee by an immortal power. So canst thou raise thy poor, unvanquished spirit, till spread to heaven in a wide vesper calm, indifferent and gentle as the sky, it greatens slowly into timeless peace. But Savitri replied with steadfast eyes, "My will is part of the eternal will. My fate is what my spirit's strength can make. My fate is what my spirit's strength can bear. My strength is not the Titans, it is God's. I have discovered my glad reality beyond my body in another's being. I have found the deep, unchanging soul of love. Then how shall I desire a lonely good, or slay, aspiring to white, vacant peace, the endless hope that made my soul spring forth out of its infinite solitude and sleep? My spirit has glimpsed the glory for which it came, the beating of one vast heart in the flame of things, my eternity clasped by his eternity, and, tireless of the sweet abysms of time, deep possibility always to love. This is first, last joy, and to its throb the riches of a thousand fortunate years are poverty. Nothing to me are death and grief, or ordinary lives and happy days. And what to me are common souls of men, or eyes and lips that are not Satyavans? I have no need to draw back from his arms, and the discovered paradise of his love, and journey into a still infinity. Only now for my soul in Satyavan, I treasure the rich occasion of my birth. In sunlight and a dream of emerald ways, I shall walk with him like gods in paradise. If for a year, that year is all my life. And yet, I know this is not all my fate, only to live and love a while and die. For I know now why my spirit came on earth, and who I am and who he is I love. I have looked at him from my immortal self. I have seen God smile at me in Satyavan. I have seen the eternal in a human face." Then none could answer to her words. Silent they sat and looked into the eyes of fate. End of Canto 1.